This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your Case IH dealer. You likely heard about that big judgment against Smithfield Foods in North Carolina a few days ago, but I'll share with you some background you may not have heard coming up after this.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Digger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride, more power to the ground, with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing.
Big pork producer Smithfield Foods says yes indeed, it's headed to the appellate court for the Fourth Circuit in the United States with that judgment handed down by a federal grand jury in North Carolina a few days ago. Maybe you heard about that. A $50.7 million judgment against Smithfield Foods, the operator of Murphy Brown. The jury awarded each of the 10 plaintiffs $75,000. On the basis that, quote, Smithfield Foods had substantially and unreasonably interfered with the plaintiff's use and enjoyment of their property. But that jury in Raleigh also had the latitude to award punitive damages. They sure did. $5 million for each of the 10 plaintiffs. Plaintiffs ranging in age from their teens to 85. And here's the significant thing about this. One of the significant elements, at least a half dozen more trials related to alleged nuisances from hog farms are scheduled through the fall. Now, this jury handed down the unanimous decision in a court 85 miles away from the county where the allegations were centered. Bladen County, North Carolina, with a population of less than 35,000, is near the South Carolina state line, and it's several counties away from Wake County, where Raleigh is located. But it was a jury in Raleigh that voted unanimously against the defendants. On that jury, there was an industrial engineer, a trucking fleet manager, a college student, a mechanic, a nurse practitioner, a computer repairman. They live in five counties, right in that Raleigh area, but again, a few counties away from the farm. And the jury made a decision after 2 days without traveling to Bladen County, North Carolina, to see the farm, the hog farm, or the houses allegedly harmed. I'll be back after this.